We were members of a cult. And there's not any doubt about it. We were part of a cult with Towns Van Zandt at the center in Texas.
Along with Guy Clark and Lucinda Williams, a young Steve Earle worshipped at the troubled and talented altar of Towns Van Zandt. He's paid tribute to his late mentor with his career and his son's name. And now he does it with an album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Russ Boris. As a man and as a songwriter, Steve Earle is never short on words. But the true art of songwriting is finding just the right way to put them together. Lucky for Steve, he met Towns Van Zandt back in 1972. So a fledgling songwriter met a master and quickly learned the good and bad, evils and beauty of a creative life. Towns' tunes have been part of Earle's catalog since the early days, and he's certainly carried the torch in his own songs. So there are few people more qualified to record an entire album of Van Zandt's material. Fittingly, Earle's tribute is simply called Towns, and he did some reflecting on his friend during an interview with FUV's Rita Houston.
You look at the body of work of Towns. How'd you decide on the 13 that you took a crack at? Because you must have had so many ideas when you set about to make this record.
Well, there were 28, I think, the week before I started, you know, recording on the shortlist. It was hard. I mean, there's some stuff I'd already recorded, so I could automatically eliminate, and there's some stuff that... other people had recorded, and I got out of recording, recording If I Needed You. If I Needed You is a really great song. I think it's one of Towns' very best songs, and I play it better than most people do, but because I play it pretty close to the way he did. But there's also another song called No Place to Fall that's on this record, and they're kind of the same song.
Mm-hmm.
And because we do that. We write the same song over and over again until we get it right.
No,
sometimes.
You don't. Yeah.
And absolutely. It's part of the gig. And
it's recycling.
And, yeah. And it with Guy Clark had just recorded If I Needed You Too around the time that I was recording this record, and that sort of helped me make the decision, you know, right there. But there were some things that was obvious I was going to record them, and including this, because this the very first day I recorded this. Very first thing up, and just because it's sort of like the first day in jail, you go out and find the biggest guy on the yard and you knock him out, and then you get to keep your radio.
Poncho's a bandit, boys. His horse is fast as polished steel. Oh, his gun outside his pants. All the honest world to feel. Poncho met Matthew on the desert. Down in Mexico, nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. How the better rather say, could hit him any day, or let him hang around.
Aliens landed in the Bronx right now, and put a ray gun to my head and said, "Quick, tell me about Towns Van Zandt." I'd probably say that Towns Van Zandt was a blues singer, and by that I don't mean that every song he sang, you know, had a line that repeated itself and then a third line that resolved the issue in a 12-bar progression, although he was capable of that sort of behavior. But when asked the most unimaginative question that any journalist can ask any artist, but we're always asked, who were your biggest influences? Towns invariably said, Robert Frost and Lightnin' Hopkins. And I met Towns when I was 17 years old, so I spent my entire adult life not even want to talk to people that didn't understand that.
Ah, Jesus was an only son and love is only concept. Strangers crying for in tongues and dirty up the doorstep. Time for one, you for two, ain't got the time for outside. Oh, yo, would you lust or you tell the world?
That's Steve Earle with the Towns Van Zandt tune, Lungs, performed live at WFUV.
Thanks.
Check out more exclusive studio sessions online anytime at WFUV.org.